Shooting down an Iranian passenger plane. In July 1988, the USS Vincennes fired two missiles at an Iranian passenger plane known as Irwan Air Flight 655 while traversing through Iranian territorial waters. The plane was on a regular flight from Iran's southern city of Bandar Abbas to Dubai. The passenger plane was completely destroyed and all 290 people on board were killed, among them 66 children.
The attack ranks among the deadliest disasters in aviation history. It retains the highest death toll of any aviation incident in the Persian Gulf.
26 years after the tragic incident, I visited the family members of one of the victims of this event. They told me how the tragedy affected their lives and how their destiny was changed.
When my son was killed, he had a 37-day-old daughter. He left a newborn baby and wife for us. Who is responsible for this misery? The U.S. should be held accountable. After his death, his father died of grief. This tragedy ruined our life and left our hearts broken forever. We want the main perpetrators to be brought to justice.
Right after the incident, U.S. officials claimed their naval officers had mistaken the Iranian Airbus A-300 for an F-14 Tomcat fighter, but Iran declared the incident an international crime. While the U.S. administration refused to apologize to the Iranian nation, it expressed the extent of its regret over the incidents by awarding the Vincennes crew with combat action ribbons.
I have a word with the U.S. government. If you claim that you have made a mistake, why don't you officially apologize, Iranian nation? Why you appreciated the Captain Rogers? This made this crime so painful for their families. If you think that we forget this event, I should say you are absolutely wrong.
The depth of the tragedy becomes clear when it is understood that the USS Vincennes was able to identify the unknown aircraft as non-hostile and turn its attention elsewhere. The Vincennes captain order the missile attack. Accordingly, every year, Iranians throw flowers in the Persian Gulf waters to mark the anniversary of the U.S. downing of the Iranian passenger plane. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.